Hi, everybody. Ryan Ballinger here. Peter Lindo joins us. He is a member of the organizing committee for the Jamaica Open, which will be played a weekend from when we are recording this. So October 29th through the 31st, that will be held in Jamaica. So Peter joins us from Toronto, and we want to talk about the tournament with him. First, thanks for being with us. Second, how have you guys been working to kind of increase the profile of the Jamaica Open outside of Jamaica?
Okay, hi Ryan. Thanks for having me, and a good day to your viewers from the organizing committee, and specifically from Jody Mon-Barrow, the president of the JGA, and Peter Chin, the tournament chairman. So to answer your question, over the years we have been working with the Jamaica Tourist Board to use their marketing strength to sort of promote the Jamaica Open. In addition, we have made contact with a number of golf related publications, whether online or hard copy, to sort of promote the Open as well. And and this year we have also partnered with SIG, which is a sports marketing company, to help further that endeavor. So Jamaica Open is a unique tournament. We're not on any of the tours, and we have a unique mix of participants. We have seniors, some of them ex-PGA Tour seniors. Jim Thorpe used to come a lot. Olin Brown. We've had. We've had a number of seniors win. So that part of it is unique. And of late, over the last few years, we have attracted a number of Latino American players and Korn Ferry Tour players. So you have the senior tours, you have the up and coming guys from the Latino American tour, and you have Korn Ferry tours. In fact, the winner of last year, he's won twice, and the year before that, Patrick Cover, actually is a PGA Tour member. I think he's ranked 500 and something, but no matter, he comes and he plays great, and everybody has a good time. I think that's really what's unique about the Jamaica Open. All the participants come and they have a blast.
I was going to ask kind of in terms of player recruitment. I mean, that's part of the job of a tournament like this is trying to get it as best field as possible, especially when you're not sitting in some sanctioned tour schedule that can easily offer world ranking points. How do you go about attracting players, and how well does retention go? Once you get them in, do they keep coming back for more?
Well, we market it as something other than that type of event. I mean, our purse is only 110,000 US, so you're not necessarily coming there to win a big payday. So you're coming there for the experience. You're treated very well. You can have a lot of fun, and you win some money in addition. Certainly the more established players, I know a lot of the seniors come to Jamaica and look at it as a holiday with benefits, big benefits in terms of the dollars and whatnot. And so, yes, to answer your question about retention, we have really a number of return players, tons and tons. So we're happy with that. So it means that that aspect of it is working because they come back.
Jamaica has a tremendous kind of tourism board and tourism marketing. How do you tap into that and get people, not just players, but potential spectators who might want to pair seeing the Jamaica Open as part of a vacation?
Well, this year we are at Tryall. In previous years, we were at Half Moon. And both those resorts would actually promote the fact that the Jamaica Open is taking place, and a lot of their guests will make the time to come out and look at some really good quality professional golf. So that in terms of people planning a vacation around it, Not necessarily from a spectator standpoint, but certainly we have a lot of we have a few amateurs that play, good amateurs, and they will, and some of them, Jamaicans actually, or of Jamaican roots, would plan their vacation and say, look, I'm going to play in the Open, and we have that happening. So really mainly through the hotels, the resorts marketing to their guests and potential guests. That's how we get a lot of that traffic.
So ultimately, this is an opportunity not
Oh,
only to have a great golf tournament, but a chance to showcase golf as part of the destination experience, right?
absolutely, absolutely. Because I mean, that's how we have the tourist board involved, and they're more and more recognizing that we have some world-class golf courses, and certainly in that area, that between where Triall is on the extreme west side of the island, but from Rosehall, which is into the Montego Bay area, right back to Triall, we have, four excellent, really great golf courses. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I think we have a way to go yet in terms of becoming like a Dom Rep or Puerto Rico, but we're getting there.
So, what can you kind of expound on maybe some of those challenges a little bit for us, and maybe trying to kind of position Jamaica as a competitor in at least in a golf marketplace where you do have some strong competition between Puerto Rico, the DR. I mean, there's a fair amount of competition there in the Caribbean and the Atlantic.
Yeah, absolutely. So those countries, Puerto Rico and DR, would be our sort of model. We say, that's what we want to be like. We, however, so some advantages that we know we have. We speak English. So the Canadian and American visitors should find us a little more accessible. We have a very vibrant culture. That's not to say those countries don't, but we have a very vibrant, globally recognized culture, reggae music. Our cuisine is also world-renowned cuisine. So I think we have a lot to offer in terms of a total experience for people coming to play golf. I think the Jamaica Open helps to promote that. I think in the coming years, with the help, hopefully, of the tourist board, you will see us increase the profile of the Jamaica Open. Prize money will go up. But I guess the jury is out as to whether we're going to keep our sort of folksy, great event for, a more relaxed event, or whether we try to find a way into a more established tour-like event, we'll say. But certainly the Open is one important vehicle in promoting golf in Jamaica. It is, there are some other noteworthy golf events, but I think the Open is certainly the prime vehicle for promoting golf. And so we look forward to more government help, as is the case in other Caribbean destinations like the Bahamas. With those guys have two PGA events, like the Dom Rep and Puerto Rico. The proximity of Jamaica to our main market, meaning North America, is, undeniable. We're easy to get to, and as I said, in terms of an experience with the music, the food, the culture, I think we're actually a good package.
For your guys' positioning in kind of the global golf schedule, you're kind of in a bit of a sweet spot because Korn Ferry Tour season just ended, getting toward the end of the PGA Tour champion season. They're starting their playoffs this week. Obviously, the PGA Tour is in the fall. So there are a lot of professional golfers, PGA Tour Latino America and Canada, which will be their own combined tour next year. They're done for now. So you've got an opportunity to kind of draw on a lot of those different players, given where you sit on the calendar. So is there kind of a, what's kind of the competing interests of thinking, keeping it at the Jamaica Open as it is and has done well as versus potentially trying to become a stop on the PGA Tour Americas, for example.
Right. Well, yeah, as I said, that has been kicked around a bit, even on the Latino tour. Some years ago, we actually became a stop on the Latino tour. We were the outside of Florida, we were the only English speaking stop on the Latino tour, and they did that for 3 years. And that was successful. And so it's been sort of acted out. It wasn't the Jamaica Open, it was another event. And at that time, it was certainly floated. What about making the Jamaica Open a part of that? But it hasn't come together yet. We haven't found the right mix of, I guess, interests, sponsorship money, that type of thing to make it happen. But it is definitely something that's under serious consideration. But there are some restrictions, as you talked about, in terms of where you fit in the schedule. You don't sort of get to pick your spot. Currently, we are, as to use your term, we're in the sweet spot, so we get to pick up a lot of players that are not necessarily active in the fall. I mean, this is the earliest we've had it for a time in October. We normally have it in early December or November, late November. But it's still in that sweet spot. So jury's still out. It's something that we have been considering for a number of years, and I think as we move into the next 2, 3 years, it'll definitely come back to the fore, and we'll make the necessary approaches to the various bodies. And I think the key to it is really sponsorship and getting a committed sponsor. We've had long-term sponsors this year. Look, I would be remiss if I didn't mention and thank Aqua Bay Resorts, which is our main sponsor, the Tourism Enhancement Fund. Those guys have supported us now for a number of years, and we hope, we look forward to working with them. And as I said, to even start to consider being any one of the tour stops, we definitely need some bigger sponsorship support. Yeah.
For you as a member of the
Right.
organizing committee for this event, what do you take most pride in your work with this tournament? And where do you think the tournament can go in the future?
Well, myself, I am happiest about our pro-am, which everybody comes out. They have a great deal of fun. They come from Kingston. The trial club members participate, sponsors participate, and it's always a tremendous blast. This year we have Palladium Hotel Group that have come on board as a hotel sponsor. So we're really happy that we continue to get that sponsorship support, and that the pro-am is good, and that the players report a good experience. Where is it going to go in the future? As we've been talking about, definitely increasing the size of the purse, to make it more attractive to more players. And how we go about that, whether it is keeping it the same and it's worked, it's been a fun tournament, or aligning ourselves with one of the tours. That's a decision that's sort of beyond my scope at this point. That's really for the Jamaica Golf Association and those executives to figure out. But I know they've looked at it, and will continue to look at it, and who knows, in the future that may be it, or we may continue as we are. Undoubtedly, we will get a bigger purse, because that's just the way it is these days. I mean, golf has grown to a very, should I say, lucrative sport. Lots of big dollars involved.
So, Peter, for people who have heard this interview and might be interested in learning more about the Jamaica Open, can you tell them where they can go to get more information?
Right. Yeah, they can go to the JGA store, store.com, and they'll find out more about the Open, and that's where they can pay to enter if they would like to. In terms of following the results of the Open, if you can't make it, you can go to the JGA Tour, TOUR.com, and you will see the tournament results live, in fact, online. You know, they'll update it so you can see what's happening there.
Peter, thanks so much for spending some time with us. We appreciate it. And hopefully the event's a huge success again this year.
Yes, Ryan, thank you very much. And hope to see you down in Jamaica sometime soon.